on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Education says it's disappointed with the actions of the parents who blocked the entrance of a Bergville school today. The parents at Zebezentle Primary School are unhappy that a teacher from outside was hired, while one that they say has been volunteering at the school for 2 years was overlooked. The Provincial Education Department's Musima Hlambi says the disruption won't help pupils.
Parents have closed the school for their own children, which is going to be a problem and catch up with them in the near future. Because each and every hour that is not taught is goes wasted, and to recover from there, it's always difficult.
Mahlambi has also discouraged people from volunteering at schools without the department's approval.
Don't want people to volunteer in our schools, because at the end of the day, they tend to do that, turn it into an entitlement of some sort if they are opposed, which is something that we can't allow.
At least 25 areas in KZN are without power. Severe storms and winds this weekend knocked it out. Ladysmith, Nongoma, Dundee and Eshowe are just some of the northern KZN towns hit by the outage. Joyce Zingoni is from Eskom.
Our technicians are out to the different sites and they will work around the clock to make sure that power is restored as soon as possible. We urge customers to treat all installations as live for their safety.
The Social Development Department says it will appeal the judgment by the High Court in Pretoria regarding the COVID-19 Social Relief of Distress Grant. Last month, the court ruled that the government must extend the grant to individuals excluded for not applying during a specific period. The department's Dumka Uolifant.
We remain steadfast in our efforts to balance the need for accountability with the practicalities of delivering critical support to millions of beneficiaries. SASSA will continue to administer the CSRD as per existing guidelines to ensure uninterrupted service delivery.
And Bart De Wever has been sworn in as Belgium's new prime minister. The conservative politician takes over the reins after striking a hard-fought coalition deal that moves the country to the right. The agreement was struck on Friday after 7 months of negotiations. The new government brings together three parties from the Dutch-speaking Flanders, the region that makes up the northern half of Belgium. The 54-year-old De Wever has in recent years backed off on calls for Flanders to become an independent country. The top story, KZN Education says it's disappointed with the actions of the parents who blocked the entrance of a Bergville school this morning over the hiring of a new teacher, apparently overlooking one that had been volunteering at the school for some time. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. London Derby is the Monday night football highlight as Chelsea host West Ham. Marcus Rashford has made the best decision, according to former United defender Gary Neville. And Rory McIlroy gets his 2025 off to the best start with a win at Pebble Beach.